السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. كيف أمسيتم؟ أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد لله، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. الحمد لله حمداً يليق بجماله وجلاله وكماله في جماله وجلاله، حمداً يليق بعظيم وجزيل عطائه ونعمائه، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف أنبيائه سيدنا ومولانا محمد الصادق الأمين والرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله التقيين النقيين الطاهرين، وصحابته الصالحين الغر الميامين، والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعلنا منهم، آمين. On the light that we cannot see. The perspective from which I would like to come to you on this subject matter is a vast one, but I'm going to limit it in the few moments we have together, imploring Allah Azza wa Jal to benefit me and you of what might be inspired to be said here tonight, and from what you've heard already, inshallah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the light of all heavens and of all earth. الله نور السماوات والأرض. الله نور السماوات والأرض. Allah Azza wa Jal is the light and the source of light for all what is in heavens and on earth. Physical light and metaphorical light. النور المحسوس والنور المعنوي. النور الظاهر والنور الباطن, the external light, perceived external light, and the internal imperceptible light of meanings are all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is He who is the source of all of that, the light we understand and the light we, or some of us, do not understand. The light we conceive of and the light we do not conceive of. The light we experience, or some of us experience, and the light some of us do not experience. In the physical light, we have all the spectrum of light, including the invisible light, infrared and ultraviolet, and in between, it's all by Allah Azza wa Jal. He's the Noor of the Samawat and the Ard. And the light that is even stronger, with shorter wavelengths and higher frequencies, such as gamma rays and beta rays and alpha rays, etc. And the higher the energy of light, the higher the frequency of light, the lower the wavelength of light, the deeper it penetrates. There are certain lights that enable us to see objects only externally, like this light. And there is light that enables us to see the depth inside that which we cannot see regularly of the objects. And in the light of al-ma'ani, al-nur al-ma'nawi, there is that meaning as well. In the metaphorical concept or internal concept of light, there are different spiritual frequencies, if you will, of light that would enable the believer, the mu'min khassatan, to have a penetrating vision and depth of appreciation and of knowledge and of certitude and of details spiritually and morally which others may not have by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says Allah Azza wa Jalla also, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِن نُورٍ. And the one for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not provide a nur, a light, such has no light. Such has no light. And specifically here, it alludes to the internal light, to an-nur al-ma'nawi, to an-nur al-basair that he speaks of, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah says also in the Quran, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Is the one who was dead, spiritually dead, and sometimes even intellectually, rationally, very mediocre and dead in the metaphorical sense. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. And we resuscitated him, we resurrected him, we gave him or her life, that is the spiritual life, and we gave him or her nur, by which to walk amongst man. So this is nur on earth, but it is internal, we don't see, we cannot see, some of us do not even appreciate. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Is he like the one who is in utter darknesses, out of which he or she or they cannot exit? اللهم لا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اجعلنا من المنورة قلوبهم. آمين. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Whatever, that is, we are befallen human beings by any calamity or tribulation or hardship or trial or test on this earth, in this life, illa bi'idhnillah, it is only by the knowledge and the will and the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. La ya'zubu anhu mithqalu dharratin fi samawati wala fi al-ardi wala asgharu min dhalika wala akbaru illa fi kitabin mubin. Nothing escapes his knowledge, nothing escapes his will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after he says this, Allah says, وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. And they who, she who or he who, has iman in Allah. And this is now the nur of iman. The nur of iman, because he says, يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. This iman, with this iman, the person's heart will be guided. In other words, to navigate properly in the midst of these challenges and hardships and afflictions and sufferings and tribulations and unanswered questions. That mu'min, with that nur, will be able to navigate safely by Allah, who provides that nur through the iman that person, she or he or they, have. رسولنا ومولانا صلى الله عليه وسلم says, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. وفي رواية, فاتقوا دعوة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. Said he صلى الله عليه وسلم, beware of the firasa, of the spiritual insight of the believer, for he or she, they see by the light, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the light, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And the one for whom Allah did not provide the nur, for such there is no nur. And therefore in this life, in his or her life, in his or her troubles and afflictions and challenges and different situations, when it rains or shines, morally, spiritually, socially, economically, politically, militarily, she or he does not take the right approach, does not navigate safely and correctly, because she or he or they lack that nur that is inside of them. الذي قال عنه تعالى ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. And Allah Azza wa Jal, by His grace, allowed us to experience and to earn and to gain, inshallah, as if we will, and we have the spiritual commitment to that and the himmah to pursue that. He provided for us many, many types of imperceptible, invisible lights that are all intended to ameliorate and to enrich our lives in prosperity or in adversity. For example, in addition to what we said, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi riwayat Muslim wa akharin, as-salatu nur. As-salatu nur. Was-sadaqatu burhan, was-sabru ضياء. هكذا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي لا ينطق عن الهوى. The master of all experiential experiences, the master of tawheed, the master of the application of that tawheed in life, the master of akhlaq, the sovereign sitting on the throne of akhlaq, of beautiful akhlaq, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tells us, and we must ponder that seriously and sometimes take quality time alone to ponder these meanings, my dear brothers and sisters. As-salatu nur. Salah is light. Is light. لا تستهن بالصلاة. لا تستصغر الصلاة. Whoever you are, teacher or student, scholar or disciple, man or woman, individual activity or collective activity, as-salat, 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 as-salatu nur. So if I do not have salah, I am missing of the most powerful, penetrating of anwar. If I take it lightly, my salah, if my salah is not quality salah, if I relegate it to tertiary or secondary or nth position, then I'm losing that nur. And then when I have difficulties and problems and I am walking into darknesses, I don't seem to find light inside of me to help me. Where and why do I have not light? Well, here is an example, my dear brothers and sisters. And the third one was sabr, diya. And sabr, patience. We must all, as believers, learn to be patient. Struggle to be patient under all circumstances. For patience, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is illumination, is diya. It illuminates for me my environment, and I understand it better. I appreciate it better. I'm able to distinguish between what is right and wrong in a better way through sabr and salah. Before that, as nur, and there is a sort of a difference between the word nur and dhiya. As-salatu is nur. Allah is nur. As-salatu nur. Was-sabru dhiya. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, salatu rajuli fi baytihi tatawwan nur. Rawahu al-imamu Ahmad wa ghayruh. Salatu rajuli fi baytihi tatawwan nur. The salah of a man in his own home, performing supererogatory salah, that is nafila, that salah is nur فمن شاء نور بيته. End of quote. فمن شاء نور بيته. And he said at the end of that hadith, so whoever chooses and wills and is pleased, let him or her or them, let him illuminate, enlighten his home. Salah, salah, salah. Nafila, tatawwu', qiyam al-layl fi al-bayt. Noorun lil-bayt. And when there is noor, that spiritual noor in the home, you can imagine, my dear sisters and brothers, the absence of darkness. And darkness can come in so many different aspects and facets that are the expressions of shaitani values and shaitani feelings and shaitani concepts and shaitani energies at home. Salatu al-rajul fi baytihi tatawwa' an-nur faman sha'a falyunawwir baytah. وجاء عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا فيما رواه الإمام ابن حبان في صحيحه أنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث طويل قال عليك بتلاوة القرآن وذكر الله فإنه نور لك في الأرض وذخر لك في السماء. End of quote. عليك بتلاوة القرآن. You are admonished and you're advised to recite Quran. كتاب الله, the ultimate ذكر, the word of Allah, الله أكبر. And ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, that is a nur for you on earth, in this world. And then it is an ammunition, it is a provision, it is a stored provision for you in the heavens, said he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Forgive me, please. I'm going to close with my personal experience as an example of this nur that we cannot see. Nur, as you also know, is the means by which I can see objects. If there is no light, objects do not even exist. If it were not for the nur of Allah in creation, things will not even exist. هذه واحدة. Secondly, as I said earlier, physical light shines upon physical objects and enables us to experience and to see physical objects. And the Nur al-Ma'nawi and the Nur al-Batin enables us to distinguish and see and qualify and appreciate knowables. And if I don't see something, whether physically or spiritually, there is one of two reasons. Either there is no light for me, or I am blind, externally and or internally. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, says Allah Azza wa Jal. So, under these circumstances the world lives in, I believe that I could see something through the nur in Gaza. Nur in Gaza enabled me to have an experience of some things that are very, very special. When I saw and you saw the images and the live images of the families, the children, the mothers, the women, the man, after all what befalls them of horror, of, I don't know how to describe it, sort of ruthlessness. It is beyond shaitani. It's worse than shaitani. And the enjoyment and the pleasure some have in the suffering of children and of women and of man and of an unarmed man and women. And they continue to do that incessantly, day and night, and none of us here, at least I know of myself, can ever truly feel what they are feeling, what they have been feeling, even when they expressed it. And when you see a man, a woman, a child saying under circumstances on the spot, immediately at the onset of the calamity, of the suffering, she says, he says, old and young, Alhamdulillah. I realized that this is dhikrun ala al-haqiqa. This is dhikr of Allah ala al-haqiqa. We are in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I hope, Alhamdulillah, in our homes, and we say Alhamdulillah under some circumstances, but most of the time that is not ala al-haqiqa. This is Alhamdulillah under those circumstances. Do you understand? Do you try to feel? It taught me what is dhikr of Allah على الحقيقة وجدانا حقيقة. And the one who says under those trying circumstances, and I cannot enumerate here the instances, you know many of them, who says Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. And that moment he says it when he sees his child, this baby. Two-year-old, one-year-old, in his arms, in her arms, and saying, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than them, than pain, than suffering, than me. That's dhikrun ala al-haqiqa. That teaches me to learn to be in dhikr with that feeling, with that hal. When they say, under those trying, incredible circumstances, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Do you understand what it means? Under those circumstances, on the spot, and the feeling is just new, powerful. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, Allah suffices us, and he's the best to whom we entrust our affairs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the world has forsaken them, all the world, the near and the distant, not only forsaken them, is against them. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Dhikrun ala al-haqiqa. ليس ذكر على اللسان. When that woman, and you probably saw, or man, under those circumstances, and many children have been killed, she says, Ya Rabbi, and another man said the same thing, Ya Rabbi, خذ مني حتى ترضى. لا إله إلا الله. This is superhuman. خُذْ مِنِّي حَتَّى تَرْضَى. She is saying, the mother, the father saying, Ya Allah, keep taking from me until you are pleased. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. الرضا بقضاء الله. رضا experientially. رضا على الحقيقة. Not only صبر. Not only صبر. رضا على الحقيقة. وهكذا يقين. يقين that father also, I saw that, that father fresh killed baby children. Many of them, more than one and two. He is talking to the child and said, please give salam to Rasulullah. Wallahi hakala. بلغ سلامي إلى رسول الله and tell him, يا رسول الله, I long for you, اشتقت إليك, and that I have حب for you more than myself and more than you, my child. He said, هذا يقين, هذا يقين وجداني, ليس يقينا فلسفيا. Allahu Akbar. And at the same time, that Noor of Gaza made me see cruelty that I had never anticipated. Qasawa. Wa sidqu qawlihi ta'ala. Thumma qasat qulubukum. Thumma qasat qulubukum. Fahiya kal hijarati aw ashaddu qaswa. I could see that now. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. You are worse than stones. You are beings without heart. That I could see now through the light of Gaza. May the light of Gaza be in our hearts. May the light of Gaza continue to shine. May the light of Gaza save me, save us. They are awliyaullah. These phenomena, these samples are of the greatest caliber of the wilaya of Allah Azza wa Jal. May we be their servants. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi al-tahirin wa sahabatihi al-mayamin wa al-tabi'ina lahum bi ihsanin إلى يوم الدين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.